Beats by Trill, straight Killerville, dog.
School's good. I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. We've got the new 4K Ultra HD camera that we're testing out. So I hope everything looks good. Hope everything sounds good. Before we get into this video I'm going to react to today, titled The Decline of Hip Hop and How Producers Are the Problem, I want to give you a word from promopalace.biz.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions for your music, product, brand, or service, please go to promopalace.biz. Right now, we're running a buy one, get one free on our 30-day streaming promo. All right, let's get into it. Why producers are the problem, or I guess you could say the blame for the decline of hip-hop. It's funny because I've always blamed it on the production, that all the beats sound the same, and if all the beats sound the same and all the producers are making the same sound and beat, I mean, what a cat supposed to rap over? I'm a little confused, but let's get into it.
Let me ask you a question. Are you bored? Does it feel like you've been hearing the same song over and over again for years now, like nothing in hip-hop has changed? If you feel like this, you're not crazy. In the last 5 to 10 years, hip-hop has become more and more stagnant, and there's less innovation than ever. But why? What is happening? Many people blame the music industry. Hip-hop has become the number one genre in the world, and some say it's become too commercial. Others blame streaming platforms, that music has become more for algorithms than people. But there's one factor that people never talk about, and it's the producers. Somewhere between 5 and 10 years ago, something changed about music producers that no one noticed and no one ever talks about. And so in today's video, I want to...
Let me stop right there for a second. Let me solo myself out. I've been saying it's the production. All the beats all sound the same. So if all the beats sound the same, guess what? All the rappers are all going to sound the same. I mean, we're not using common sense here, common knowledge. I mean, this is Paul Pickett, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, right? Yeah, I think it is. We use common sense over here. If all the beats sound the same, then all the rappers are going to sound the same. But let's get back into it. Here we go.
Talk about this. I think producers are causing one of hip-hop's biggest problems, and no one even knows it. Here's how. To understand how hip-hop has become stagnant, first we need to rewind and think about how we got here. In the early days of hip-hop, it seemed like the sound of the genre would get reinvented every few years. Whether it was the stabby, aggressive production of early Dr. Dre, the jazzy, low-end production of Q-Tip, the rough, disorienting production of RZA, the pop influence of the Hitmen, the southern blues influence of Organized Noize, the Casio sound of Swiss Beats, the sped-up soul from Kanye West, the percussive rhythmic beats by Pharrell. Every few years, the sound of hip-hop would change, and it would often be because a newer producer came in and introduced a different sound or style. But in recent years, we really haven't had this type of innovation. For the most part, we've been stuck with trap-influenced beats for about 5 to 10 years now. And I want to say, I don't think there's anything wrong with trap beats. This isn't yet another video of an old man yelling at the new generation. I actually think newer producers have tons of talent and great ideas. The problem is...
Yeah, let me pause them. This ain't the old man get off my lawn video. We're not saying we hate trap beats. We're just saying that there's an explanation of why all the rappers sound the same. And it's the production. That's what he's saying in this video, apparently. That's what I've been saying. I've always blamed it on the production. There's not a wide range of production, so there's not going to be a wide range of artists. And artists are really going to, you know, yes, they demand beats, but they can only get, you know, what producers make, what type of beats and style beats that most producers are making. Everybody ain't got to be making the same exact style of beats, you know. And that started out, everybody making the same exact style of beats started out long before everybody started rapping the same. Let's keep it moving.
The system that we have today stops them from creating these great ideas. Let me explain how. In the world of producing, there are a few different systems. The most common system that you might know is the direct system of producing. This is how most producing used to look. You had one producer who made a bunch of beats, and they would play those beats for the artist directly. Think DJ Premier or Pete Rock making beats for a Nas album. You also had the group system. This is when you had a bunch of producers in a room together, and they would make beats together for artists. Think Organized Noize making beats for Outkast. And you had the director system. This is when you had one or many producers working under the umbrella of one main producer. And that main producer selects which beats to use while maybe making some changes to the beats to fit a specific style. Think Timbaland in his later years with Justin Timberlake. Now, what is the system that we have now? Today we have the e-collab system. And this is where you're going to start to see the problem. Here's how the e-collab system works. You have one producer who starts by creating a bunch of loops or the core ideas for beats. Then those loops get sent to another producer. That producer chooses which loops they want to use, and they might add another sound on top of that loop. Then those get sent to another producer who might add some drums, and then they get sent to yet another producer, and so on and so on. We have this system where producers work on beats one after another, and many of these producers don't even know or talk to each other while they work on these beats. So by the time a beat reaches the artist, it's gone through 5 or 6 different producers. This is a system that has never existed before, and it's also what I think is causing this huge problem. Take a look at this example. Here's the tracklist for Illmatic, which is considered one, if not the best hip-hop album of all time. Most songs just have one producer. And here is a tracklist for Jack Harlow's latest album, which is considered one of the blandest hip-hop albums in recent years. Take a look at that track listing. If Schindler had a list this long, World War II would have never happened. Now you might be wondering, so what? What exactly is so bad about this e-collab system? Well, think about it like this. I want you to keep this quote in mind when you think about this system. It's from Rick Rubin, who's widely considered one of the greatest producers of all time. He said, "Innovative work is likely to alienate as many people as it attracts." And I absolutely believe this to be true. Whenever there's an innovative new idea, some people understand it and some people just don't. There will always be a group of people who just don't like or want this innovation. So if we take this quote literally and just say that 50% of people like innovative ideas while another 50% don't, just for the sake of this example, in the direct system of producing, there's a 100% chance the artist gets to at least hear the innovative idea, and a 50% chance that the artist actually likes and uses it. It's not bad. But let's think about how this works in the e-collab system with 5 different producers. Here, let's say producer number 1 creates this idea that could very well shift the landscape of hip-hop like all the producers back in the day used to. What are the chances that it makes through all 5 other producers successfully? All it takes is for one producer in the system, just a single producer, to not get the idea, to not understand it, to feel alienated. And once that happens, that innovative idea that could have changed hip-hop just dies. Looking at the math here, there's only a 6% chance for this idea to even reach the artist, and a 3% chance that it even gets used. And this is why I think hip-hop...
Let me stop right there. I mean, that's crazy. That's crazy. Like, the beat went through 6 different people before it got to you. Is it really the same beat that the first cat produced? And then, are they really producers? You know, are they just beat makers? That's another thing. There's a lot of beat makers out here, not a lot of producers. I'd rather stick with the one, you know, beat maker, producer formula, or maybe the organized noise, you know, the group formula. Because usually those cats are just making their group, but a lot of times they're just making a bunch of individual beats that every beat that comes out is labeled under their production credits in their production company. You know, not, it's not always that multiple people are working on that one beat. Sometimes one producer from that production company is working on that beat, but they're a production company. So they basically, the company itself gets the credit, not just one producer. But yeah, man, a beat going through six people before it gets to you, that's crazy. It's crazy. Just keep it moving.
Music is becoming more and more bland. And the eCollab system, think about what kinds of beats do successfully make their way to the artist. It's going to be the most inoffensive, people-pleasing, accessible ideas. Innovative ideas just don't work in this system. And that's the problem as I see it. While the eCollab system might be great for newer producers to get their first placements, to get their foot in the door, it's just also holding them back from making an impact with their beats and actually innovating. Again, I think there are plenty of producers out there that have brilliant ideas who have the potential to shift the landscape of music. But for that to happen, this system needs to be abandoned. I think producers need to take a stand and eventually start moving away from this system, to eventually start putting out their own projects themselves, or maybe even working with artists more directly again. And I think this...
I think that, you know, let me solo myself out again. I think we need to stop calling the producers if they got to just come in and just make one little addition to a beat. I think that if they need that much help on a beat from three or four other people, I think they can't make hot beats in the first place. I think they're not really a producer. They're not really that great. I think this is really fucking crazy. Like, what happened to one cat just digging for sounds and tweaking those sounds into a dope-ass beat, a great beat? I mean, when's the last time we heard an undeniable beat? The last undeniable beat. I mean, let me think. I hate to say this, man. Last undeniable beat might have been Designer Panda. Has there any been really undeniable beats after that? Maybe Future, Mask Off. Not a lot of undeniable beats out there. That's really bad. Like, hip-hop is known for typically every year having a song with a beat that's just like, oh my gosh, the beat is so bananas that the song is undeniable pretty much. This is, yeah, but six dudes working on a beat, it doesn't sound like y'all can make beats. Let's keep it moving.
It can happen. We're actually starting to see examples of what can happen when artists go the complete opposite route of the eCollab system, where they don't involve anyone else in the music at all. An artist who really represents this idea well is JPEG Mafia. He takes everything into his own hands, not only producing, but rapping, mixing, and everything else. And whether you like his music or not, one thing that you cannot deny is that his music is innovative. So I don't know how you feel, but I'd personally love to see more of this, and getting some new ideas and innovation back into hip-hop. If you feel the same way, or if you think this is nonsense, I'd love to hear your opinions on why in the comment section below. This is just an idea that I had in my head for a while, so I just wanted to share it. Anyways, I hope you liked this video and it made sense. Thank you for watching.
I agree 1,000%. I've always blamed the production of really of the decline of great music or good music, or why the sound is the same. Why everything just sounds the same over and over and over again, you know? Trap rapping, drill rapping, or rap singing, as we like to call it, harmonized rapping. Which, shout out to my man, Devialius Christ. Let, you know, don't get him started with these rapper singers, man. Don't get him started, because he'll tell you he's one of the originals, if not the original rapper singer or rapper harmonizer. I like to call them rapper harmonizers. But, yeah, I blame the production as well. I definitely blame the production. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Paul Pickett Podcast. and I'm out.